Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from theschoolofpodcasting.com. If you're new to the show, we grab a random podcast, throw it on, and see how long we can hang on. Except today, Troy from the Blacklist Exposed decided he would cut in line. And so here's a little bit about the show. The Blacklist Exposed, the 2017 Academy of Podcasters award-winning TV and film podcast, looks at the world of Raymond Reddington and all of his criminal exploits on Sony Picture Television's hit show. The Blacklist, with weekly episode analysis, in-season interviews from Megan Boone and the cast, as well as discussions with the crew and creator John Bokenkamp himself, Troy and Aaron make this the one place for post-show theories and analysis, including thoughts from you. What are you waiting for? Subscribe today before you end up on The Blacklist. Their website is theblacklistexposed.com. We are going to listen to his episode, I believe it's episode 102, which was where Troy, are you ready for this, was at the 100th episode taping. How's that for because of my podcast story? So we'll be listening to that right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
So here we go, Troy. Just an opinion.
Hey guys, this is John Bokenkamp. I am one of the writers of our 100th episode, cool. Abraham Stern, and you are listening to The Blacklist Exposed on Golden Spiral Media.
That's cool. I mean, that's just cool. There's nothing you, when you have the creator of the show open the show, that's cool. No way around that. Voiceover guy starts now.
See a penny, pick it up all day long? Well, I guess you need four of them to have good luck. Welcome to the special 100th episode celebration of the award-winning Blacklist Exposed podcast. I am Agent Troy Heinrichs.
I am Agent Aaron Peterson, and I'm never going to look at a hot tub time machine again, ever. Think about it. Think about it. All right. Thanks for joining us once again as we discuss number 100 on the Blacklist, Abraham Stern, written by the Big Cojones, John Eisendrath and John Bokenkamp. Or two Johns, as I like to call
right
them,
to the
in
topic.
Collaboration
That's cool.
With the Dave Metzger. The 100th episode was directed by Andrew Frickin' McCarthy. That's now his middle name. Welcome, Pretty in Pink, Andrew McCarthy. Or Mannequin. Or
oh,
whatever.
That's cool.
You know, there's so many movies I love him in.
That's some nice
Less
tidbits.
Zero.
We could have Bernie's one and two.
I mean, one. I don't know about two, but I'll give you one. I love the first one. The second one, I can't. He should have been a lot more decomposed. It really didn't make a whole lot of sense.
That's a good point.
But I love that they tried it. What are you going to do?
Show notes and other intel for this episode of The Blacklist Exposed can be found at theblacklistexposed.com.
Whee!
Are you excited?
I'll be honest with you. The one thing I'll say about this episode, a lot of times they'll make it so it stands out. It's a little too standout-ish, if that makes sense, where you get the 100th episode, and if you try to watch it in another sequence or later on in syndication or on your DVDs, it stands out too much. You know, some shows do that where they just make too big a deal about it.
Yeah, they try to do like a crossover event or match up with some other show.
Yes.
Or some big-name guest star that literally just doesn't fit the this seemed like it fit perfectly into the crux of everything.
I think they did a really good job because this functions. If you didn't tell me it was a 100th episode, I wouldn't know. But if you tell me and you see all the stuff they're doing, I can also see it working because there's callbacks to everybody's favorite Blacklister, you know, and it just worked all the way around. I really liked how you saw you have one character. Who
I'm going to let this go just a little
almost
more
full circle. She was tracking the most notorious Blacklister. Now she is the most notorious Blacklister. So a lot of cool stuff. I really had a lot of fun with it. Troy told me I was going to love it because he saw it before I did. And I'm like, why do you think I'm going to love it so much? He's like, you're going to love it because I love heist movies. I'm assuming is why you thought that. And as soon as it went to a heist mode, I'm like, what? Favorite show. Love it.
All right. So the purpose of this show, first of all, I like the intro. I thought it was cool that you had the creator of the show introduce episode number 100. That gives you instant credibility. About the time I wanted the voiceover guy to come in, he did. You set it up. I like the fact that you dropped your award-winning podcast without making too big a deal about that. Your audio quality sounds good. You and your co-host have a good job of introducing yourselves, which is great. You didn't like, hey, I'm Troy Heinrichs, and I had pizza for breakfast, yo, yo, yo. And then Andrew's like, yeah, I love pancakes too. No, it's just, hey, let's get to that content. I really like that. Your fun, witty banner was actually fun, witty banner. I thought that was cool for the, because we all just have the hardest time with like just jumping right into it. So I love the Andrew McCarthy thing. That was cool. And in general, I would listen to the rest of this podcast except for one thing. I don't understand TV show podcasts. This is where I offend people. Because if I just watch the show, maybe I need to watch the show and then listen to the podcast. I don't know. But to me, somebody talking about a TV show that I just watched, I can kind of go, wait, I just saw it. You don't need to tell me that again. But I know that Troy does more than that. They have a lot of theories about who shot what, who did the thing, and maybe if so-and-so is really that, and then maybe that dude is actually his own mother, something like that. So, but all in all, I thought this was a good first impression, especially for somebody who's into this TV show. And this is another great example of a niche. So all in all, I would give this a horse whinny. And I actually might go back and listen to it now, but only after I go watch the latest season. And I've got a bunch on my DVR that I got to get caught up with. So good on you, Troy. Again, you can find him at the Blacklist Exposed, the award-winning BlacklistExposed.com. And in Friday's show, we're going to be reviewing yet another Troy Heinrich production at PackersFanPodcast.com. Troy submitted not one, but two. So he spent, and it's $5 a piece. I'm sorry, there's no there's no advantage of buying them in bulk. Actually, there is. If you buy the first one at $5, you get the second one for $5. So we'll be checking out the PackersFanPodcast.com. If you'd like to hear your show reviewed, and for the record, you get this recording the minute it's done. So Troy is going to get this. He actually got this last Friday. So that's the way that works. So just go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the giant Fiverr button, and you will get my first impression. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you to enjoy your ride. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.